Blog Talk Radio.
Pop up the volume, pop up the volume.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, 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 everyone. Hello to our Facebook watchers who are joining us on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook. Anybody can pop in there if you like to want to see us live in action. Also want to say hello to our blog talkers.
Yep.
Yeah, we love having you with us in our little, we have a very tiny little studio audience, very tiny, but they make a lot of noise. So we're glad to have you with us. What day did you say it is, Jimbo?
We have, a serious one is, what was it, World of Mental Health Day. World Mental Health Day, that's a serious one. And non-serious, you have Angel Food Cake Day.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Or, and goes hand in hand, it's also National Cake Decorating Day. So you can decorate an angel food cake, and you're knocking out two birds with one stone.
Yes, you are.
You got that going for you. And then some other crazy crap like National Handbag Day, if you have, that's for chicks, you know, stuff like that.
Well, we're glad to have you with us.
It is what it is.
I want to remind everybody joining us that we're using only an ordinary deck of playing cards. I'm showing this to our Facebook watchers right now.
Poker cards specifically.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know,
what?
You've had a lot of students. Does any of them ever use different sizes or you just don't ever talk about it?
Well.
Or is it not all about size? But
the only thing I do tell them is don't use El Cheapo decks of cards.
Sure.
They wear out really fast.
They will wear out fast, yeah.
And you get really comfortable and connected to your deck.
Okay.
So that's all.
Anyway, back to you.
Big ones, tiny ones, whatever they want.
I'll tell people a lot of this. There's a lot of the times, and I'll tell people we've worked, a lot of times I interrupt people. It's because I have a crap memory. And by the time I wait till that person's done speaking, I forgot about my question. So a lot of times I just got to work it in there real quick.
Yeah.
If I was a lawyer, I would. That's when they write shit down. They can't interrupt anybody. All right, back to Deb.
Okay, I'm glad that you clarified that.
Clarify and rectify.
So they don't just think you're a pompous bore or whatever.
Well, probably not a bore. It's a pompous jackwad or something, probably.
So anyway, yeah, right. So ordinary cards.
Yep.
Not tarot.
Nope.
Not oracle.
And not these.
And not angel cards.
But I will be doing an angel card at the end of your reading.
Yes, he will.
But she will not.
No, I'm using the regular poker personal prophecy.
What's your favorite, bicycle or Hoyle? Can't remember. I mean, they're both pretty good quality. She has one preference over another.
I think Hoyle. Is this his bicycle?
I think the bicycle is just a dude on a bike.
And it's like an angel
dude on a bike. But
anyway. I like Hoyle because they shuffle easier.
Okay, well, hey, she's... handles cards more than I do, so who am I to sell if it's wrong?
So, like, right now I'm just getting the deck warmed up for me.
For me, I'd say either one were the same, but I didn't do that for, like, to make a living, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So, good question, though.
Yeah, I mean, questions and answer. Like, I'm just totally destroying her intro, but, you know, like,
no,
I was
paid okay. It's okay. It's okay. Something has been brought to light through the last couple of shows. What?
Nothing. I'm just making up. Oh, my God, face. What?
Through our last couple of shows that we've had, that people are wanting to know, is it possible to get somebody back who has broken up with you or that you broke, you know, somehow there was a break? And I said during the show that it's been my experience that about 90% of people do try to come back into that relationship, generally not right away. I think there has to be a period of time spent apart where you both calm down and also realize what it was about that partner that meant so much to you. before all the toxic, you know, behavior and treatment, et cetera, happened. But can you make it just anybody? No, you can't. And one thing is they often come back too late because we've moved on. And women are pretty notorious for that. Men move on immediately is what I've noticed. Okay, fine. She doesn't want me anymore. I'm moving on.
Well, they typically line up a replacement. You know, if your car breaks down, you don't just sit there and cry about it. You get a new damn car.
Exactly. And men will go on a sex frenzy.
Yeah, baby. You're free again. It's like you just got furloughed out of prison.
It's like they are, or just had the word and you stole it from me. It's like that they are so, there's rage in them, there's hurt, there's all sorts of churning emotions.
Well, probably, I've been so damn faithful all this time and
right.
Broke up. So you know what? If it breathes, I'm banging it. That's probably what
And that's saying. Really how it is. Then after a while, some time goes by and a guy will realize he's in the arms of a wrong woman. And he starts to really miss that one. That's when you find them often coming and standing at your door. It's maybe midnight. And I like this very touching scene, like from movies.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the rain.
Lifetime.
And he's standing there looking so forlorn. And that's when you have a choice. You're probably getting back a better man. A lot of times we have grown. That's where we women don't generally run out and just date anybody. But once we start doing it, we're outgrowing you.
But what if he's learning to be a better cat burglar?
Well, I guess that can happen. But I have rarely seen it in connection to a certain, you know, relationship.
Probably a lot of factors that determine that, too. Like what caused the breakup, you know, things like
sure.
that.
Sure.
If it was just a typical breakup, then that's probably a good chance to reconcile it. There was something really horrible that went down. That's probably not going to happen.
Well, like coming home and finding your wife with somebody else in
right.
your bed.
Somebody you know.
Yeah, your brother.
Brother, best friend, you know, or just some kind of Jerry Springer situation.
It's going to depend.
Yeah, but it's like she's saying just like, we just kind of grew apart and we just want to take a break or something. That kind of break up for no really huge, horrible reason, right?
And I often notice when I'm giving a private session to men that many of them will say, I thought she was happy. No, honey, she's been telling you for a long time how unhappy she was. You weren't listening. But by the time some women put their foot out the door, they're gone. So anyway, I wanted to put that out there. Just mention all of that to you all before I move on to Jim here. I'm going to move on.
Before I move on, I have to ban somebody from the stream because it's a scammer jumped in. And some people haven't been here that long. Scammers, it's weird. So, I mean, for a while there, we had them in waves. Like, it was like, I don't know. It reminded me of, like, the Chinese army was attacking us, just wave after wave of scam. Remember those times?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
It was just like they would never stop. And then all of a sudden, we didn't get them for a while. Now they're starting to slowly start filtering back in again. But so if you see somebody has this big, huge paragraph that comes out like, bam, oh, I feel this. You should inbox me or blah, 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 blah. And it's really kind of weird. It doesn't look like something like a normal person you know would say. It's probably because it's some foreign place that has an automatic program that just goes bam and it hits everybody.
Yeah, and don't engage them. They're either phishing or they're after your money.
Yeah, it's one or the other. Sometimes they actually want you. It could be a legitimate, well, not legitimate. It could be an actual psychic site and they're just trying to steal people. Or it could be a scam to get you to click links that are going to get you really bad viruses on your computer to steal your computer. Bank data.
Oh, yeah.
Which is phishing, the PH version.
Mm-hmm.
PH phishing. Yeah. So, those phishing things are really good. We got time. I have to do these. I work at a giant company, you know, and it's got security with the Department of Defense and all that stuff. And they make us go through mandatory training all the time. And we had this one where they actually had these experts. It was a video. And they actually, the guy would call up. They would go look like on LinkedIn and stuff and would find a couple people. They would kind of make a couple connections with, you know, and say, hey, I'm from IT and we got software down here. I'm running it for you guys and I need you to come in and try to see how this works. He goes, really? Who are you? And he goes, well, Hector told me that I can call you. And he goes, well, Hector, can I talk? Yeah, I'll get Hector on the line. Then he did a bunch of joking. What do you mean, Hector? Like, you can hear, we need Hector's in the meeting. And then finally, he convinced the guy to do it. He says, all you need to do, this is really simple. All you got to do is try to log into our program. I'll send you the link. Put your email name, use the login name and your password. And he goes, oh, what? And the guy says, oh, it didn't work. He goes, all right, that good. You proved that we need to do more work. But then I just got his shit.
Oh, my.
In other words, bottom line is, you're not a village idiot if you fall for phishing necessarily. They're getting really slick. Even the people that think they're the smartest people on earth, they can trick them.
So when in doubt.
Yeah. When in doubt, punt.
But if you've done it right away, change your information. A lot of people have this happen with their debit cards.
Or all sorts of stuff.
Or a credit card. Just right away get a hold of the company.
Remember our country, I don't know how many years ago that was. It wasn't too long ago. We got a whole bunch of oil supply shut down from a pipeline because some ransomware got in there. You know what it was, they said?
Uh-uh.
They didn't go after, they didn't hack the CEO's password. They got an intern that they got that person's little email and password and got their foot in the door to that whole system. Just an intern. Didn't know better. So there you go. Hey, first of all, I'm going to get real going here now. This show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That's our disclaimer. We must say it. If you're an international viewer or caller on Blog Talk, let us know. And we have Don from England.
Hey, Don. Glad to have you.
Yes, welcome. Welcome to the show. Okay, let's talk about the show. Because you must call in. That is the deal. You must. That's the primary means. 515-602-9676. That's the number you can call or Skype in. I learned that from the show, that you can Skype into regular phone numbers. I gained knowledge from that. When you call in, you'll hear, Ray, blah, blah, blah. We're going to put you on hold. You can listen to the show. And I just tested. Yes, you can hear the show. That means you're right in the queue. Everything's cool. All you got to do is be patient and wait. And we'll tell you when you're the next caller. And when you are, please do these things if you legally and safely can. Get off the speakerphone. Get off the Bluetooth. And I would be on them too if I was on hold. But we need you to switch off if you really can without hurting yourself or breaking laws. All your background noises need to go bye-bye. You know, the multitasking, because sometimes you're on hold for an infinite amount of time. You do other stuff. Well, please stop doing that. Find a place to chill, relax. If you're in your own house, that's the best, because you know where the best place to chill and relax, where it's quiet, good cell phone reception, all that stuff. Do that if you can. Even things you don't think about outside, chilling outside because it's a nice night, but that little bit of wind could hit that just right angle on that speaker on that cell phone, and it sounds pretty rough over here. And you have to remember, you're not calling a buddy down the street on the cell phone. You're calling us, which goes through Blog Talk, which comes to the internet, to our computer. It comes out our speaker, so it loses a lot of quality. So that's, we ask that. It'll help you, it'll help us, and it'll help the other people that are waiting, so we don't have to keep asking each other, what you say? Type of deal.
Exactly.
Word up. All right, now, for those that cannot pick up that old phone or Skype and call in, we will, when we can, we will give the opportunity for you to Facebook Messenger us, which is cool, especially for the international folks. You already are paying, or somehow you got, maybe you're hijacking Wi-Fi, I don't know. But whatever, you already have Wi-Fi, so it doesn't cost you a dime. You just have to be friends with Deborah Lee.
That's right.
Not the Psychic Love Doctor show, Deborah Lee. You already have to be friends with her, and you must wait until we open the door for messenger calls. You can't just messenger us out of the blue because we can't hit a hold button. We have to hang up on you. That makes us feel sad. We hate hanging up on people. And if the last thing, we don't get these very often, I'm sorry, folks, but if there's a lot of gaps, and that happens, you just can't predict day from day. If there's a lot of gaps, we'll take people that are Facebook Live viewing that can't do anything except type. But those folks, I can't guarantee you much. My recommendation is, if you can't pick up the phone and you're already on Facebook, I don't know why you can't messenger us, but that's up to you. Maybe you have reasons. Maybe there's no privacy where you are. I don't know. You're at work, so all you can do is type and keep quiet. I'm just saying the best bet is to messenger us, because we don't get to the type people too much anymore.
You should watch and see if anybody on Facebook says the screen is freezing.
Why?
Because, well, I went on there, and it is.
How did you go on there?
I can go on my portal.
No, I haven't seen it freeze yet.
But people would probably tell us. I'm just saying, look out.
Yeah, but, you know, it could be your portal.
Mm-hmm.
Just, that's the thing. Everybody thinks that, like, when they're having a connection and something goes wrong, they think, well, it must be that other person. I was like, well, it could be you. It could be neither. It could be something in between that has nothing to do with either of your machines.
True.
Everybody likes to say, your shit's broke. It's like, well, maybe, no, your shit's broke. It's like, well, maybe neither of your shit's broke. Maybe it's something in between you know nothing about.
Maybe all of our shit is broke.
Maybe just the world is broke. I think, oh, no, I always almost forget this.
What? Oh, all right.
That magic sound, very angelic, isn't it? Because you have an angel card reading coming at the end, keyword end of Deborah Lee's intuitive card reading, free one for you. So when you hear, that's not a, oh, that means I must get three or four quick questions in. Oh, no. That means damn reading with her is over. I'm going to be blunt. Because we got people going and all these secondary questions and talk.
Today seems a slow burner. So.
Oh, but we've seen what happened in the last slow burner. Remember, we were like an hour and 20 minutes in the show and we had eight people.
We try to go at the speed. And last night we had so many coming on that we honestly couldn't stay any longer.
We did almost an hour and a half and we probably had six, seven people that came on hold. That's like, we just couldn't do it because it was literally never going to end. And we are not robots.
And if we ever do a marathon, I'll probably be like this.
Yeah, we'll probably have to, I don't know, we'll probably have to have espresso machines sitting out here and doing shots of espresso.
Oh, man, yeah.
Maybe some no-dos, stirring up no-doses in the drinks. Of course, caffeine, bull, you can't do that.
With caffeine?
Caffeine destroys you. You get all freaky. I'm thinking... That Don Cowie Henry was Mike a naughty boy again and had to switch names. Mike. Did you go and get yourself banned in another chat room?
That's
Darryl. Remember Darryl's
Charles Chicken.
It was Darryl's Chicken. So, yeah. Hey, Christine.
Yes, hello.
Welcome. All right. I think we've talked, and I think it's time to talk to our, let's see, let me add my
list. Oh, my God, look at that. See, they just come on.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's why I say you can't say, look at the list and say, ain't made tonight, because we saw what happened last night.
And a lot of people think we're on News for the Soul.
Yes.
When we found out very late yesterday, it's Thanksgiving in Canada.
Yeah, because I actually texted her on Friday night.
Yeah.
Said we're good for Monday, and she didn't respond until Sunday because maybe she takes a lot of the weekends off, you know.
So we found out, you know, it was rather late in the day, and the thing is, though, she is running replays, so I hope people aren't over there trying to call in.
Yeah, I hope that there's a big statement that says the following show is a replay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometime we'll have to, it'd be nice to listen to it sometime, but how can we when we're doing shows?
I could go there, but...
Don't do it, Deb. It's a little rough on the portal. Let's go to our very first patient caller.
All right, we're ready to roll.
520 Arizona. Uh-oh. Your area code says Arizona. 520.
Is this our friend?
Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa, of course. Thank you.
And
I thought you were going to say, let's go to our first patient.
Oh.
My doctor.
That is a good idea.
Sometimes we feel like patients.
You know, when I do expos and different events, I actually have a lab coat that says on it Psychic Love Doctor. Yeah.
I love it. So,
and that's a good time for me to mention to all of you who are listening, we are not just doing love questions. We kind of run the whole spectrum.
Yeah, that's the popular one, but that's... Not the old man. It was like every question is a good question, and I want to give a quick shout out. Christine is in Canada. International shout out.
Happy Thanksgiving, Christine. And to you, Lisa. How was your trip today?
It was a bad thing.
To me?
Yes. To you.
Well, no, I'm still local here. I'll go tomorrow to go.
Okay.
Roger that.
All right.
Thank you for asking me. You know what?
Yeah.
Well, I have asked you about this before, but my friend is cleaning up. That was our agreement, and I'm paying her to do that. The apartment that I left behind. And yes. The landlady has been hovering around her, making really disgusting comments about my friend who is in that business of cleaning up. And she said, and she has always said that I maintained the place immaculately, and she's come in to help me with it. And
sure.
Before, anyway, she's telling me the landlady is hovering about, making horrible comments about how the movers, you know, nicked the walls, and you know, I didn't need that kind of, that much help, and why did I do that? And then pointing out this smudge or that nick on the wall, and so I'm wondering. And she's just, my friend says she's just on and on and on and picking and nitpicking and nitpicking. And so my friend is getting ready to wrap it up, you know, by sweeping out the little closet storeroom, and then it'll be handed over to the landlady. How bad do you think it's going to be? You thought it won't go over the deposit. She even wanted to know how much I was paying my friend. I mean, it was just, she's horrible. I mean, I'll never have to deal with her again. I know.
Is she elderly? I'd hate to be ageist. I'm sorry.
Well, she's running that. Yeah. And it's a family owned place.
I don't think she
said that.
Yeah, it's not a big corporation, right?
She's in charge. And
just like a nudnik. Like
sounds like she's bipolar almost.
Yeah.
Like she has like the good witch and the evil witch all stuck inside of her.
You know, it's a good thing. Go ahead.
They're Asian, and she's very, I mean, I told my friend, I said, you know, if I were running some kind of business, I would want that landlady on my side because she's very persnickety and very precise.
Gotcha.
And she doesn't stray off, you know, the goal.
Right.
But
yep.
I'm wondering, because I'm not going to do the walkthrough with her, and she knows that. She knows I'm not doing the walkthrough with her, so I don't know if she's going to really take advantage of me.
Oh,
plus,
but you know what? Lisa, you could, with your friend holding her phone with you on FaceTime or, you know, on what we're on,
yeah.
Facebook, you could walk with her through that house.
Yeah. Does your friend really want to do that?
I mean, maybe she doesn't want to be in the middle.
I know. And so, and I paid the landlady till the end of the month. You know, that was the deal. And then I'm paying utilities till the end of the month, electricity. I mean, the landlady is coming out of this, you know, with a bed of roses. And I'm just wondering, how far is she going? Is she going to really rip me off? How bad is it going to get?
How long did you live there, Lisa?
A year.
Okay. Oh. Well, on my understanding, when I was a rental agent for a complex, is that apartments always get repainted after a year when a new person comes in.
I don't know that that's a law.
Well, right, and sometimes we would really soak people, literally, on the carpet cleaning. And that's the reason I gave up that job. I couldn't stand ripping people off when there was no damage. You know, there's going to be little bits of wear and tear.
I've done pretty good on my apartment move-outs myself. I've been a pretty good cleaner, and somebody hits me for like 30, 40, 50 bucks worth of damage. I'm like, eh, great, enjoy it, choke on it, whatever. That's the least of my problems, 40, 50 bucks.
And
so
here,
do you think it's going to be small potatoes that she'll charge me, or do you think she'll?
I'm sure.
I think we can't really hold the landlady responsible because it's the man behind her who.
There was a man that came with her, too. My friend
yep,
said.
Like, he's going to be really pushy with her, and she's very subservient to this guy. And he's the one that might jack this up for you. But, you know, I can't give you a dollar amount, but if you've got a deposit there, and, you know, if it really comes in high, I think you should demand pictures. For sake of
oh, no, my friend is taking photos. But,
okay,
I mean, it'll go over the deposit that I'm
well, now with
back,
this man
right?
here, with this man here, and I'm seeing the two fours here, none of the fours are good. They have very bad energy to them. This one is that he's going to be disappointed. There isn't more damage. And the four of hearts is like, let's create some. Let's make it up.
But
yeah,
having said that, if you're going to make stuff up, you don't want to take beyond their deposit because then they know
yeah.
that you might go to court, call them out. So
yeah.
To answer your question, you don't see it going beyond the deposit?
I don't see it going beyond the, yeah, that it would go to court. All right. But, you know, remember, these people are not as, as I don't want to say balanced, but not as grounded as you might wish for them to be.
Yeah, not as caring and
yes.
you know, caring about what they're doing to their fellow man.
Yeah.
Selfish.
So you think I'll get some money back?
Oh, I don't know. But I don't think they're going to be digging any more into your pocket.
I don't. Even if you get, they're not going to make you cough more up, I think is what she's seeing.
Yeah,
cough,
that's what
not
I'm
likely.
Perceiving.
She's not really seeing the dollar value, which is really hard to nail in the cards, a specific number.
Well, are you lucky to get out of there before anything very controversial?
Yeah, 1 year and they're
happens.
Already being like that.
Yeah.
I've lived in places for 3, 4, 5 years, and you know you're automatically going to have wear and tear.
Yeah, and it's not good customer
service. Yeah, oh, yeah, and you know what? Especially in today's world with the internet. You know, back when we used to do this, there was no internet. You couldn't do a Yelp review. It's like, you hammer screw me. I'm going to let it be known on the internet, so just you beware.
Oh, sure.
Apartments.com. There's apartment places. I would go rate them if they screw me over.
The paperware.
No, I'm saying after. Wait till when everything is done. If they did screw you over, I'd say, all right, stand by for the internet hammer time.
Well, I think.
But you don't see it.
I'm not seeing that it would be.
A hammer time.
Did you put down a pretty good deposit?
Was it just 1 month rent?
Well, it was the first month's rent. That was the deposit.
Okay, well, plus she's getting almost a whole 3 month here. Well,
yeah,
we're halfway
exactly.
in now.
Yeah, which is.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it is what. There's a lot
now,
of things.
Now, she did tell me that if she rented it before the end of the month, that I would get prorated back.
Well, that's nice.
I think that's the law.
It is.
Yeah. Otherwise, if they want to keep your money, in theory, they're supposed to leave it empty the whole time.
That's right.
So I'm hoping she rents it out, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
best for you, yeah. Even if she takes a big chunk of your deposit, if she rents it within a couple of weeks, well, less than that probably would be better for you. Then you at least get some other money back.
Yeah. So it's the man. It's, you know, and whatever transpires here, he's pushing her.
It's the dude that's driving her to do what she does. The man. It's always the man, isn't it?
Well, it's their culture, too.
All right.
You know, for the man to be.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're talking. Yeah, this is a whole different culture, too. You're right.
Yeah.
All right, stand by.
Okay, here we go.
For your angel card reading, subject is crystal clear intentions, Archangel Michael. Be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith.
Ah.
So you must have unwavering faith for Michael to be in your corner.
Yeah, with Michael there.
Faith is that. That's the other F word.
Yeah.
You know, there's the nasty one, and there's the other one that's a lot of people don't have that faith anymore because we live in such a screwed up world, you know.
I agree.
It's tough.
But please let us know, because now you've got me really curious how this is going to turn out. Because,
God, even we were, what the heck?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm yelling at myself. It was a game that we've been in many a time, boy. And I've also helped many of other people try to get their deposits back. So we feel for you. And thank you, and
give us
a call.
Yes.
Good night till we speak again.
Yes, Lisa. Take care in your drive tomorrow.
All right. Okay. We're going on. We got to keep on moving on.
All right.
Ready.
Excuse me.
Ready, pretty. Next caller, 559, California, 559.
California.
Welcome, California.
Yes, I am. Hi. Hello,
Hi.
I'm Evelyn. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, hello, Evelyn. Haven't we spoken to you before?
If you have, I don't recall. It's probably been a very long time.
Okay, that could be it. All right. Well, how are you?
Yeah, how you doing? And what would you like to know, talk about, get a question on?
Let's talk about potential children in the future.
Ooh.
Okay, that's cool. Deb is usually can nail that down. Now, if you're that new or it's been that long. You might want to do a few readings on this. Call in a few times and
we'll
narrow
see.
It down.
Sometimes it jumps right out.
Right. Yeah. Okay, now let me ask background questions.
Yeah.
Do you have a significant other that you both are already
sure
talking about?
And you both are already looking at that next step?
Yes, that's what we want. We want to be parents,
cool.
Both of us.
They want
neither of us have any children, so that's
well, you're in for a 24/7 challenge.
Have you officially said we're going to start that attempt? Even though I know you've been probably practicing a lot, but I mean, you're officially going to make this as it?
Yeah.
Are you officially now? I mean, yeah, we have a significant other that you know I want to spend the rest of my life with. But
no, I'm in a stable and healthy relationship.
But and you guys both said let's start having children now.
Soon.
Yes, we want to. Yes, we want to.
Okay, that's cool. All right, well, then there you. That was all I wanted to know. Because sometimes people talk about it, but one side says, "Yeah, I want to have kids, but not right now." You know.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we're both are ready right this second.
Yeah, both of us.
Oh,
that's
nice. That's
perfect.
Cool. And neither of you have any children from past relationships? Awesome.
Oh,
no.
New parents.
Well, there you go. Brand spanking new parents. All right.
Yeah.
And so now Deb will do the cards
and
on
now
that.
You're going to find that everybody's got advice. Oh, my gosh. Everybody from a grandparent.
Oh, about getting knocked up?
About everything.
About how to get knocked up.
And how to take care of a baby.
Oh, well, I thought you meant the knocked up part.
Well, I think they got that one down, Jim.
Oh, but there's a little, but if some people aren't as fertile as others, there's some little things you have to do. Right?
Oh, yeah, my sister
went
through a fertility, whatever.
I know what you're saying. Counseling.
Sometimes
they may or may not do drugs, but they'll tell you some tips and advice.
One of the tips is he should not wear tight underwear. He should wear boxers.
Okay.
Yeah, because it will influence the sperm production. And also don't do it too often.
Right. You nail your cycle down to a science. And if you can make the dude wait, so that your sperm count will probably go up dramatically.
Well, what they're saying is only do it like twice a week. You know, if you two are rabbits, that's going to mean a lot of restraint.
Well, people that have problems sometimes they even make them wait longer.
Oh, sure they will. And then another thing, my sister said this really added to the romance. After they were finished with their intercourse, he had to hurry up, grab her by the ankles, and put them straight up over his head.
Yeah, you know, in that case, I think you should have one of those zero-gravity devices. Have sex, and you can just flip her right up. She's already ready. Remember those zero-gravity devices?
Yes.
I'm going to be a fertility doctor.
Well, I got to tell you, my first impression here is, I hope your husband, boyfriend, et cetera, significant other, is not dead set on having a daughter. Because I see three.
Yes, he wants to have a boy. I know he wants to have a boy first.
Yeah.
Even though he says it doesn't matter as long as the baby's healthy.
Oh,
I know. Because I saw his research. He was researching how to have a baby boy. Like, if you could research how to have a baby boy, like on his Google, I was like, how to increase your chances of having a son. So
well,
I know he wants a boy.
That's good because there's three in a row here.
Well, three is the magic number.
Oh, gosh, that's way too many.
Is it really?
Let's hope they're not all in one.
Yeah, I don't think she meant like triplets. I think she meant like ultimately you're going to have a family of three.
Yeah, it would be.
No,
and
the only reason I say that's too many is because I'm already 40 years old. I turned 40 in August, so that's why I'm like, the three, that's a lot. That's too many.
That is your choice, and, you know, you are in command of what you do.
Is your partner about the same age?
He's 37 and I'm 40.
Okay,
well, he's got a couple years on you.
Well, I need to let you know that I have a client who is, she's now 53, and a year ago or so, she gave birth to a baby. Hers was an in vitro. She just wanted to be a mother.
I kind of think that's wrong.
She was 52, and she had a great OBGYN that told her we're going to exercise a lot, and she went through it with flying colors.
She's going to be 71 when the kid graduates high school.
Yeah, but
goodness, that's way too old.
75 if the kid goes for a four-year college right afterwards.
Well,
but you know
yeah,
what?
That's the...
It's a free country, but hey, whatever,
yes,
right?
Yes, so anyway, you may find out that you're super-duper fertile.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
If you don't want more than one, do something. Because I had I had five, and they were all birth control failures, I swear. All
yeah.
five of them. And they were all boys.
Well, she's...
Wow.
She's 40
yeah.
years old. She should probably know whether she's had kids or not, her fertility level.
Well, they test for it now. Isn't that crazy?
Well, I would
well,
say...
Well, I never attempted to have babies, you know, before. So,
but,
you know, I always wanted to make sure my ducks were in order and whatnot, and I had to find the right partner.
I'm
so.
Not
serious.
Not
so
serious,
I honestly
but,
didn't even know if I could have children until... Yeah, because I didn't even
yeah.
know if I could because I never really tried.
Well, okay, but my thing is, I look at Mother Nature and Darwin and all that stuff. You're 40 years old. You probably had sex more than once or twice, you know, since then. And there's probably
oh, yeah,
some maybe things weren't done perfectly anti-pregnancy wise. And if you were super fertile, if you make one little slip up, usually you get knocked up.
Okay.
So maybe she's maybe
but
she's gonna
I,
be
I
cool.
But I took care of myself
everything.
To avoid that. Yeah. What I'm saying
yeah.
is I took precaution to avoid that. Yeah. So I'm
no.
like it's not like.
Well, right, and at your age,
I prevented that.
They may have that discussion of do you want your tubes tied and.
Yeah, and exactly, and so you're probably not gonna have three at once.
No, please.
Yeah.
But stranger things have
oh,
happened.
There's a reason they're out there.
I just wanted to let you know, I think it'll be a perfect pregnancy, a perfect delivery, and it might entice you to say, oh, let's go one more time.
Yeah, you might.
Yeah.
That's it's like a, isn't it typically that's the game breaker?
Yeah.
Either they're like never again or they're like, I want more.
Yeah,
right?
Give me another one.
Yes, because it's like,
well,
I
that,
be,
yeah.
That would be lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, because think that son will be alone.
Exactly.
Without a sibling.
Yeah, think about it. If you have a kid at 41,
yeah,
give yourself physically time to recover and have another one. It's not that many years between two. You could wait like 12 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I would be probably 44 with two babies. That's doable, but more than that, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to shut that gate and throw away the key.
That's right. Put that chastity
yeah,
belt on.
No, it's going to be terrific, really. And Jim is going to give you...
You must lock the royal box.
And
all right, anyway, here we go. The chassis book. Patience is your angel card reading.
Oh, I love that
Archangel
word.
Jaffael, your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience.
No, we hate patience.
Yeah, we do. But it's hope. Sometimes people think I'm going to, it's never going to happen. That card says it's going to happen. Just chill out. Relax.
Yeah, and you know, next time call us and we could see how long.
Yeah.
I mean, how soon you would.
Just keep on,
conceive.
Keep on it.
Good.
Yeah.
Well,
that. Yeah, it'd be great. So I'm so glad you called us. I love these kinds of questions.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And I want to keep on listening to you if you don't mind. Keeping me on the queue.
I'm sorry, what, hon?
If you don't mind keeping me on the queue, I want to continue listening.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I forgot to tell people, I never, ever hang up on you. I put everybody back on mute, and you can stay on there as long as you like. That's yep.
Yeah.
I never will hang up on you. Shame on me if I do.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you for holding, and you are not getting hung up on. Just going on mute.
And happy conception.
Yeah. All right. 219.
Yeah, we got on the line.
How you doing
Hi.
Today, y'all?
Oh.
Is this Miss Alexa?
Yes, Miss Alexa.
It is. Yeah, we're doing great. How
good
are you?
I'm great today. So today was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Tell us.
So... Everything was good today at work with him. He just had hickeys on his neck today. And he
oh,
was just staring at me. Like I know he wanted to say something to me, but he's staring at me. Like, he don't know what to do. He's confused.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised he didn't, like, wear a scarf or something.
Or, but she's making a statement.
Well, that is on purpose.
Yeah.
That is Gary. that is to get him in, to stir the pot, whoever
and
did that.
And really, what grown-up does that now?
Nobody does that anymore, unless you're like 16 or 17.
Unless you...
That's what
yeah, unless you...
Unless you're trying to mark your territory.
Yeah, that's my friend said. She tried to do that to make it known she's still dealing with him, man. Who cares? Like,
how did he get the hickeys?
What do you mean?
I don't know. They was on his... Around his, there was one was on his neck.
Deb, how do you get a hickey?
From someone.
Then he was with somebody. What's up with that? Well, I didn't know it was from.
But
that.
I know. I believe he still was with her. I believe he still with the girl because if he go home with a hickey on his neck from somebody else, she will have a fit. She's
so
crazy.
He's still being a bad boy is what the bottom line. That's
right.
Right.
I don't know if he's doing it for attention or. He's doing it because to make her, he's doing it to keep her happy. Whatever she want to do, she want to do.
Yeah, that's
does this man have any testicles?
Well, he's got them. He's probably using them too much.
Yeah, well, what he did was really kind of cheesy.
Yeah, but it sounds like he's not done doing what he did.
Yeah.
If he's got new hickeys.
Yeah, right,
he's got new hickeys, guys don't beg for that. So that's the chick is doing that. And he probably is like, what are you doing?
Yeah, don't do that.
But anyway. All right,
what's your question?
Yeah, you had a question. Go ahead.
Somebody here reported me on Facebook. So I got a Facebook page. And I'm blocked everybody. I'm blocked her, everything.
Okay.
Every time I write a post, somebody reported. But I also got two friends that I talked to. I talked to Dolores and I talked to Nicole. But I don't know if I should stop talking to them because it's like, I don't know if they jealous of me or what. But I really don't talk to nobody. I don't deal with no men. Nothing. So that's why I was really like only trying to make it work with him because I don't deal with nobody. So what should I do about, what do you see about the people, what do you see about Dolores and Nicole? Like, are
your two friends on Facebook, are they truly friends, you want to know?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, these are my friends I talk to every day. So, yeah, are they truly my friends or are they hating on me and want to see me do bad?
Yeah. Are they ones that are really, really nice to you when you're there and then when you walk away, they go, blah, 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 blah.
And that's what I think of. And that's and another thing about him, too, is he the one reporting me, all three of them. Because at this point, I feel like it's some jealousy between Feliciano, Dolores, and Nicole.
I think that girl, that baby mama, is engineering a real campaign against you.
Yeah, you can block
her,
but she can do other stuff.
She agreed to have that experience with
you.
Yeah. And,
hold on, y'all phone is going in and out.
Okay.
You hear me? Y'all can hear me, right?
Yeah, it comes and goes a little bit here, too.
No? Go ahead. Just keep
talking. Well, she's very insecure about him is what I perceive. And she's setting her territory to let you know. But I do not believe that your two female friends are in this mess. As from what I can see here. But what's happening is you're starting to get paranoid about everybody. And who wouldn't?
And I to the point and not want to talk to nobody because I'm like, what the heck is going on?
And none of this was
I keep telling Dolores. Keep telling Dolores. Like, I tell Dolores and Nicole everything. But for some reason, lately, y'all been like my go-to. I ain't going to lie. Like, y'all been the best thing. You, Dolores and Nicole, y'all been the best thing that I can trust right now.
Well, thank you.
I'm so thankful. I'm not throwing me out. Y'all not. I'm so thankful that I do have someone like y'all to talk to because we stare at each other, but that's all we do. I'm not going to him. None that he even get on Facebook and I know do he be watching my Facebook? Can you see that?
Yeah. He's watching you.
That's the problem with that social media stuff.
What he wants, here's what he wants, but please don't do it. Please.
Okay. Yeah, don't do it. Listen to what she's saying.
He wants you to pull him away from her. He wants to be just this innocent party involved where you two women are doing a tug of war with him, and he wants you to win.
Because he doesn't want to be the bad guy.
Yep, that's right.
He wants to say, well, I have to leave because she's making me.
And the thing is, he's got a lot to lose.
Yeah, he wants to have his cake and eat it too, is what I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I believe all he got to lose is them kids. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Them kids will die.
And
I got too much to lose, but I'm kind of scared now. I don't know what to do no more because my Facebook, come on, this is my brand new Facebook. I'm blocked her on both of my pages, and I don't even be talking about nothing bad on my Facebook. Why are you her?
Well, how can they turn you in if there's nothing bad? How can they?
I don't know. I'd be like, I'm having a blessed day on my Facebook. I'm gonna be honest. I'm a church woman. I go to church. I do what I gotta do. I put on Facebook, I'm having a blessed day. I mean, somebody reported that, and they said that was wrong, so I couldn't get in my Facebook. It took me five hours today to get in my Facebook.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, maybe you need to take a break.
Yes. And I looked at, I guess I think he was trying to cover his neck, but I was just staring because I was staring at everybody walking past, and then he had turned, and I had sent the hickey. I'm like, baby, a hickey don't keep a man. Kids don't keep them in. And you doing all this for what?
Yeah, and his heart is not with her. It's with you. But for him to want you to do the dirty work.
And that's very disrespectful to display that.
It is.
It's very disrespectful.
The dirty work. Like, what is he trying to... I'm sorry, y'all. I know it's the... But what is the dirty work he's trying to make you do?
He has you on one side.
Yeah.
And he has baby mama on the other side.
Yeah.
And in the perfect world, he would love to have you both to be a dirty dog. But but if he's got a pick, he wants you to make him not look like an asshole to her. You be the one to break it up. You be the one to get in there and say, all right, she's making me come to her. I can't do both of you anymore. I can't be part of your life anymore except being a daddy.
Yeah, he wants her to, or you to say basically to the baby mama, he is my man.
Yep. All you can do is be a cordial mother and stuff. And he's kind of
She already got something towards me. She already trying, like you said, she marking her territory. So what is she trying to do? I know this deep, but I need to know, like, what is she trying to do to me? She can't get in my job. Like she can't mess me at the job no more.
Yeah.
She don't know why I stay.
Yep.
Well, you still have feelings, for him, and he's got feelings for you. The final chapter on this has not been written yet.
Yeah, you're probably going to have to keep checking
whatever
back with
you
us,
do,
right?
Do not put your hands on her.
Oh, she
don't threaten her.
Right.
Oh, I think she wants to drive you to that.
Yeah, she wants you to do all sorts of crappy stuff, and you already knew that you weren't going to do that before when she came to your job and stuff. So
you already know
better than not to get in trouble.
Yeah. You're too old for that.
So should I talk to him about it or should I leave it alone? Like, what should I do?
I would talk to him.
You need to talk to him.
That's the guy that needs to speak up.
Yeah, you need to tell him. So,
I have a question for you. Why would he put the hickeys on his neck for? Like, what was all that about? Because
I don't think he did it. She did it.
Huh?
Yeah. I don't know any guy on earth that says, please give me hickeys.
Mm-mm.
But a chick does it because she knows everybody on earth are going to see them, especially you.
Yeah,
she did it because she knows
more
going to see them.
Yeah.
And she probably did that because she don't want him. She probably did that so she let me know they still doing their things. I don't care. This is all messy to me.
Alexis, let me ask you something. You're a church woman, you said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you, they say turn about, it's fair play. Why don't you turn this around by praying for her? You know, sometimes
I just pray for both of them.
Yeah.
It's scary now. It's scary because I don't know. I don't want to go to jail. I'm going to be honest. I don't want to go to jail.
You should never do that ever, ever. Nobody's worth that like that unless it's your own children that you're defending. Not another person like that.
So I think you could.
She got two autism kids. They both got autism kids together. And I understand that, but now I'm scared because why are you keep reporting? Why are you on other pages reporting me?
I need to take a break.
What are you getting out of What did you get an eye report in my favor for? If he going to talk to me, he going to talk to me. You can't stop a man from talking to me.
You know, I love that you are calling us every day. And I hope that you would call us for our next show. We still have some people left.
Yeah, we got a lot of people left.
But you know what? We want to be there for you. You can confide in us. And I know that most, if not all, of our listeners are with you on this.
Yeah, and when you're in a really, really messy situation, it's going to take probably a long time to if you're doing free reading, one free reading a day, it's going to take a while to get through all this. Mm-hmm. This is a messy thing, and you know that, obviously. We don't have to tell you that. Real quick, before we have to move on, my dear, the subject of your angel card reading, hopefully this has some kind of comfort, I don't know, gentleness. Archangel Sandalphon, be very gentle with yourself this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments. So maybe you need to don't touch that Facebook icon for a while on your app and on your phone or on your computer. Maybe just screw Facebook. Don't even go on it.
Why doesn't she just be herself? And
well, I'm just saying in
why
general.
Why should somebody else, you know, cram her style on Facebook?
You know, it's a freaking software social media app. People are so addicted to it like it's cocaine.
Get yourself an app that will show you who's been on your page.
Well, there are lots of Snoop things out
there.
Oh,
what is the one I'm using?
Yeah, what is this?
Well, does everybody use the Google Play Store for their phones?
Well, that's either Google Play or if you have an iPhone, it's their version of it.
Go and do a search for, what do they call that?
Snooping or?
No, well, it's
I don't know, Deb. Yeah, I don't have it.
Trying to remember what would be a good.
There's apps out there that will tell every single person that's looking at your Facebook page, basically. I don't know what they call it.
So and how many times.
How many times and when and all that stuff. So that might be the first thing to do.
Yeah, try just even a question like, who's been on my Facebook in the Play Store? Or the Play Store.
Yeah, or in Google first and then go to the Play Store and find out. Because that may answer your question right there if you get that app on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you too. And you know where to find us. Yeah, keep calling back.
Yeah, I want to follow you with this.
This messy situation, you got to keep digging into it a lot.
Yeah, and
Do y'all do private readings?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. If you go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage, there's information on how to read private readings.
Yeah, and we will do more than one layout.
And it's pretty easy because I think if you go, because you already like and follow the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook, that page itself should have information on her website.
I think it does. Okay. Yes, I will watch for you.
And right behind us, you probably can't see it because it's real small, the psychiclovedoctor.com is displayed right behind us here on Facebook.
Yes, I'll just inbox Facebook, so hopefully somebody can.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll be here other days, of course. You know, we don't just do one a week.
No.
We're like show junkies. So.
All right. Thank you so much. I have a great day.
Good luck to you, and I hope that this poop nightmare gets sifted out.
Take care of yourself, okay?
Okay.
It's all going to be okay.
Yeah. You're doing the smart thing. Don't go ghetto. Don't get sucked into getting in trouble. Just Be cool.
Yes. And you'll get your chance to have that man back.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you'll want him by then.
Yeah. Be the bigger person. Don't play any games.
Yeah. But I would tell him about her.
Well, I would definitely have a sit down with that dude.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right. We'll talk to you again. Right. Good luck.
Take care. Blessings.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right.
It
almost pisses me off, too. She's getting jerked around hard.
That would not put you out as hired muscle.
Well, not even that. I would just like to call somebody else and say, what the hell wrong with you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go in. We're not doing a marathon show tonight, but I'm going to extend it so we don't kill people.
We're going to at least get these.
We can get a couple out of the way here.
Yeah.
Folks have been holding forever. Let me do the extension because sometimes I forget.
Oh, and something I forgot to tell all of you.
Tell us.
We have an app. All right. It's in the Google Play Store and it's free. And it's called Psychic Love Doctor. You might want to put that on your phone. Now, there's a little trick here. phones when your operating system was upgraded some time ago. The app needs to be reconfigured. And so far, I haven't had anybody who's been able to do it. But
and it's bucks.
Yeah, but the workaround is, go on my website, psychiclovedoctor.com.
Guaranteed to work.
.com, and on the top menu, it'll say, I think it says like free reading.
Yeah, something. You'll see it on the first page somewhere. Just look around.
It's the same program.
Cookie free reading or something. Yeah, exact same thing.
That you can bookmark.
True that.
And it's the same thing.
Yep.
So.
It's a one-carder, but it is what it is.
But you can keep asking questions over
yeah,
and over.
You're not going to get like timed out and say, you've done too many. No, you can do it forever.
Yeah, and it'll give you a good sense of, I use it myself, in fact.
And it's got a pretty good write-up on the card. It's like a
yeah.
good paragraph, not just like, well, yeah, everything. It's not like the magic eight ball. Yes, no, it's going to actually talk to you about
yeah.
stuff.
So I'm going to put that out there. Now
yeah. All right, we're going to go to, oh, I go over here so I can. We're going to go to area code 618, which is Sammy, Illinois, 618.
Hello there.
One
second.
Oh,
who could that be?
No, it's not.
Was it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
What's your name,
how are
please?
You guys? It's Amy.
Oh, Amy.
Amy.
Yes, Amy. We're doing all right. How are you?
Yeah.
It's been a long 2 weeks.
Oh.
Really? How so?
Yeah, like I've been seeing this guy named Derek.
Derek?
And, yep. We are doing really good, but it's like he's afraid to commit because he's going through a divorce. It has been for the last 5 years. He, like, stole all of his property and stuff. But, like, we kind of, like, got in an argument. And guess
Who
calls me that day? Mike.
Ooh, oh, Mike. Wow. Okay. What the
that
heck?
Was on her.
But, you know, I haven't talked to him since, but it was just weird that he called day, like, when me and Derek were getting in a fight.
Yeah.
But.
How is it going with you and Derek? He has children, doesn't he?
Derek has 4 kids, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, some divorces do drag on, but there's a point that come to an end.
Yeah, 5 years. I mean, I remember talking to her. There's a lot of complications and a lot of crazy stuff going on, but
I guess
years.
What I wonder is, like, how he feels about me and what is going to be in the future. Am I going to end up with him or Mike, or what should I do? Like, what's my future?
I think that is a good question, and it is time. It's like the fork in the road, or you come to the junction where there's multiple choices, and you can't just keep going down the road if it's never going
to
end.
Yeah, it's like, do I keep on waiting for Derek to decide he wants to be official, or do I give up?
Okay, that's a good question. That is and you know what? I agree with you asking that, too. What do you got, Deb?
Look at all the queens are doing.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah, I jumped the gun. She just started putting the cards down, putting pressure on her.
Oh, yeah. And I think I didn't mention
pressure.
To everybody that I'm using a 24-card layout, not just randomly selecting a couple of cards. This is what I do when we are in a private session.
Right. And at the end of this reading, I do a one-card angel card.
Yeah.
It's just real quickie, 2 minutes. All right.
Well, first of all, I want to mention to you, Amy, and we've talked about this before,
yeah.
that you are an empath. And you're a very strong
right.
one. And as
right.
a healer, you've got to be prepared that you're going to attract a lot of broken people, like men.
Yep.
You know, men that are going through difficult
yep.
circumstances.
Sure.
Men that are maybe having some mental issues. They're going to feel attracted to you because
but there's something between me and Derek. Like,
there
we
is.
Really have a bond.
And...
Really?
Yeah, there is. But this woman that he's divorcing, oh, my God. She is putting up one obstacle after another to make his life a living hell.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
a lot of times it involves threatening a man over the children. You know.
Exactly.
Well,
she put a restraining order on him to where he can't even see his kids.
Really? So,
yeah.
She's a shrew. And unfortunately,
yes, you don't want him, but you don't want no one else to have him.
That's it. And he will not stand up to, you know, to, because I think he's afraid he'll lose his kids.
Lose something. He's afraid of losing
yeah.
something.
I don't know. I don't know if he's, I kind of almost feel like he still is in love with her for some reason.
Tim says that.
Thank you. I get a touchdown.
Well,
I was telling her, I have no cards, so I don't, this is just guessing, shooting from the hip, but I was like, 5+ years, yeah.
But yet I know he's in love with me, too.
Well, I don't disagree with that
true.
At all. I do not disagree with it. Nope, I think,
yeah.
obviously, very much
it's
so.
It's like he's almost my twin flame.
I believe that dude is torn right in half, but Deb has to look at that.
Yeah, I really think so, too, and then all of a sudden, almost as if it's fate, Mike contacts you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? You know, that man comes and goes.
Maybe you should tell Derek.
Yeah, I don't
about
think
that.
Mike's real.
Why? Oh, does Mike, I mean, does Derek know about Mike?
Oh, yeah, I've told him everything.
Oh.
So.
You might want to tell him maybe you're starting to lean a different way and see what he, if he gets
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I would see what he'd say.
See if he poops and gets off the pot.
Yeah.
Like, I can't say that, like, but, you know, like, we might not be official, like, by a title, but he's with me every single day, you know, he's there
yeah.
every single day. It's not like we're not ever together, he's there.
Has he said you guys have a future?
He says that he needs to fix himself first, but he would like to think that we do.
Yeah.
Do you live together?
No, but we do stay there almost all the time.
It doesn't matter. That's an errant to my book. Well,
no.
That's just, I don't have the cards. Remember, I'm just a guy that's cynical.
Oh, I know who you are.
Yeah,
she knows. She knows. I am a cynical guy because I've been down that path.
And he's living a double
yeah.
life in a sense.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
You kind of like the.
It don't really feel like he is because it's
you
like
don't.
He knows
yeah.
that marriage is done and everything, and he's not talking to her at all because there's a restraining order. They're not talking.
As far as you know.
Yeah, remember.
No, I know they're not.
No, you don't know that. You do not know that.
Don't start an argument here.
I feel it.
Yeah.
Guys can do
that. I feel it.
Okay, you feel it, but okay. All right, Deb, go ahead.
I think, though, what you need to face, hon, is what the cards are showing is that he is stalling on this divorce, partly because I guess he'll lose assets, you know. They have to separate everything. If they own property, you know, he's going to lose his share of a house, et cetera. But I feel you're going to find this out and feel sad that he's not moving forward. He's just sort of in suspended animation, best way I would put it.
What?
He's got you to comfort him and make him feel good.
Right.
And he still has an attachment there.
And that doesn't make him Satan.
No.
I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying he's really... can't get to that point of making separation either way.
Yeah, and you know, being involved with somebody who's separated is a really kind of emotionally dangerous place to be. Because
almost for everybody.
They're anybody.
All three parties.
Because, yeah, anybody can end up reconciling.
Or just, it's just people, it's just, there's so much turmoil.
Yeah. So you're not getting to
reconciling.
That's not what I'm seeing. I feel, though, that he's delaying making it an official break. And he should be living with you or living in his own place.
Right.
He shouldn't still be living
And
there.
He shouldn't be delaying.
Yeah.
He's not living with his mom.
Oh, he lives with his mother. Okay.
All right.
That works.
Well, yeah, I guess. But, you know, bottom line, he's not living with you, but... I'm not saying he's Satan. I'm not saying he's some kind of evil thing. I'm just saying he's having a hard time committing one way or the other.
And sometimes men want the woman to do the dirty work.
Or they wish somebody would make the decision for them. Right. Like you said, dirty work.
Right.
So should I give up or is there a future for us?
I think that you should sit down and talk with him.
Right. Never give up.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
I drive his anxiety every time I try to bring it up.
You get anxiety or
yeah.
He?
Yeah.
He does.
Well,
But that's not an excuse. He's got to suck it up, take some Benadryl or something, and
be a
not
man,
use the
yeah.
Benadryl. Don't use, I got anxiety, so I don't want to talk about it. That's BS.
You got to do what's right for you. Let's put that blank. You know, if you get caught up in this relationship, that stall out forever.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Or God forbid, he'll use the standard line and say, I'm going back for my kids. They all say that.
A variation yeah. of that, yep.
And
do you see that happening?
What
do you see it happening?
Well, you're asking things that are a little bit too ambiguous yet.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now, but you should keep
yeah.
keep
right
talking
now,
about
I feel
this.
That she is causing a lot of static.
Oh, absolutely.
With him. You know, remember, he can tell you he's the world's best father in the world, and yet he could be very absent.
We just
from
don't
their
know.
Lives.
Nobody
don't know.
Knows except him.
Yeah.
And well, and the mommy.
Yeah, so I think you should talk to him and say, look, I can't waste my life in this. You know, you have a right to happiness and stability,
yeah.
too.
Because let's actually put a date down instead of just saying soon.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, don't, you know, after 5 years.
I don't know. I see like,
yeah.
he won't budge.
Well, if he doesn't budge, then he's making a decision.
And he's using you in the
process.
He's
making a decision if he doesn't want to budge. But that's for you to decide, and you should keep calling back because, like I say, this is another one of those ones. There's a lot of stuff going on.
There is, and I
a
know
a lot
your,
of stuff.
I know your background from our private sessions, and all I would say, Amy, is you've got to recognize your own true worth.
Yeah.
I know it's hard when you come from a bad background. I've been there, and you feel like. Well, if a man's going to throw you a couple crumbs,
sure.
that's all you deserve.
You think that there'll be nobody else that'll ever come
yeah.
along? This is it, or
am
nothing.
I ever going? When am I going to be in a relationship that is?
You really want to know? I can tell you, you're going to hate me for this, but I'll give you a quick answer, and then you got to call us during
yeah,
our next
cause
show.
Yeah, because we have to move on.
Okay.
There is one in your cards that has not come along yet. I've told you about him before, and sometimes this is what happens. We get in these turmoil-filled relationships.
We're humans.
Yeah.
We're humans.
We're learning and growing and maturing in
yeah.
the process.
And no matter how old we are, we're humans. We get caught up with this person, and this person is like the one forever and ever. And you don't believe there's somebody else out there.
Well, the thing is, Amy, too, you're so kind.
We're humans.
You're so considerate and compassionate that, you know, Mike knows how to kind of play you a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't doubt this guy does
in a different
too.
Way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In different ways. Yeah.
And it's for their
so
own.
So what
comfort.
Can I do to Derek to make him wake up?
I think you need to.
You tell her.
I'm not the card guy. I'm the guy that knows a lot of bad guys and been a little bit of a bad guy. I would say, all right, 5+ years. I've got a calendar here. Let's pick the date. And it better not be 2 years from now. That's bullcrap after this long.
I would make it.
Let's pick the date, or let's set little milestones. On this date, I'm going to move in with you. On this date, I'm going to get a lawyer that's actually going to take it to court, not just separate.
Well, I wonder if they even have papers on this.
No, I know. You're right. I'm just saying.
You have a lawyer today?
Oh.
Well, okay. Well, I
would ask to see
he said he
had
already worked over with.
I went to the Pope today, I could say, but that doesn't mean you know I went, actually went there.
No, I went with him, so I know he went.
Oh,
okay, well, that's good.
There. Well,
and then what happened, though?
The lawyer said that he thinks they'll settle outside of court and that it'll be over before April.
Okay, well, then make maybe a May or June wedding. Make that the date.
Oh, for them to get married?
Or at least to move in.
Yeah.
Make it a date and put it on a calendar and see what he says.
And see what he says.
Yeah, see what he says. I'm not saying to, like, take out a shotgun.
Otherwise, tell him you can't be exclusive.
Yeah, just say,
you
come
know,
on. We're not 16. We're not 16 years old. Come on.
Yeah.
You know?
Your life has value, and you need to, you know, defend that.
Yeah, when I'm being a jerkwad, I'm in your corner. You know, I'm not, like, being mean to her. I'm just being mean to these other – I think these other guys are being
– These other men piss Jim off.
It pissed me off because I know them, and I've – not been that kind of guy, but I mean, not so good. But I mean, I know a lot of guys.
Well, he keeps on saying he can't be with me because they would mess up his court case, that he would lose everything because it would be adultery. No, it's not. She already has a guy living with her.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Then you need, when you have a sit down, you need to bring that point up.
And I thought they got rid of that.
And what does he say?
He's not the world's brightest crayon.
Well, you,
I like that.
Yeah, but you know, but even every drawer in the knife has some kind of sharpness.
Every knife in the
so
drawer.
So some people, I did say that, didn't I?
When you said every drawer in the knife.
Oh, I'm sorry. Every knife in the drawer has some kind of sharpness. So some people kind of like play a little bit like, oh, I didn't know, but they do know. But anyway,
he really don't.
Well, then I feel bad for him. Anyway, let's do this. Let's do this again.
Yeah, let's. We have to move on.
And we are. I'm on your side.
All right.
No, all right. Tell her what's her.
I know.
And, yeah, you know, I look out. I get mad because I get mad because I'm on your side, and I get pissed off that somebody's screwing you over.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And here's your angel card. You are safe. Archangel Michael, which is good. You are
another
safe.
Another Michael.
Well, you are safe is a good card.
Yeah.
I am protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home.
Oh, that's nice.
So you're going through all this. You need that guy to say this.
Yeah, and now that you've told us there's another man with
her,
I think she's done. But she's jerking him along to try to get as much as she can from him.
I think she's afraid that she's going to go to jail or prison for what she's done to him.
There's a lot of crazy stuff going on
here.
Yeah, there's a lot of property that is not accounted for that is his.
Yeah, well.
God, it's messy.
It's going to play out one way or another.
Yeah, it is, but it's so messy right now.
It is. Amy, my heart goes out to you. It's a terrible.
Thank you. I'll try to book a private with you for this week.
Yeah, I'd love that. Let's do it.
And do not devalue yourself. Stand up for what you deserve.
Absolutely. We'll
Thank
work
you.
On that. All right, honey.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
All right. You do. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. I think we should probably make this. I got to work. I think we got to make this our last call.
How many? Oh, we had more.
I keep piling on. I'm sorry, folks. I was the best.
But
4 o'clock in the morning time. All right, into this. Let me see here. I got to look. My order got a little bit jumbled, so I want to take a look and see who is next. There we go. Let's go to 708, back to Illinois, 708.
Hello there,
Hi.
Illinois. Hi, welcome.
Hi, this is Pat. This is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Is this
I'm kind of in a... Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can. We just talked
Pat.
Over you.
Pat in Illinois. Right?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Okay.
She actually did say
We
that.
Have other Pats who are just trying
God,
to
we do have a lot of Pats.
Yeah.
Oh.
We do.
Well, Pat, all right,
Pat.
That is good.
How are you?
Go ahead.
I sold my house, and it's a quick deal going through, and I'm kind of scared, but I'm moving completely out of my familiar territory. I've been here all my life. And I'm having like an issue trying to find an apartment. So if I don't find one, it would mean that I move in with my sister, which I'd rather not do.
Okay.
I get to the fourth of November, which is right around the corner.
Yeah, three weeks. Yep.
Okay. So you want me to see if something's going to pop up by then? For you? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been like going super crazy pursuing the new place?
Well, yeah, but I actually have somebody that's in realty scouting around. She actually lives in the area that I'm looking at.
That's awesome. It's good to have an inside connection.
Well,
like
it really is.
Well, that is because they know people that even dream of knowing.
Yeah. And? It's just scary for me, you know, because I'm leaving my familiar territory, so it's like, oh.
Yeah, how hard was it for me to move from the house I rented for 19 years?
To here?
Yeah, it was just hard. When you live in a place for 19 years.
Yeah.
It's
tough.
And I did it like a few years ago, 19 years in a house.
Well, it can also be exciting, too.
It was good. When I did it, I finally knew I needed to. But I was scared, like, 2 or 3 years. They wanted me to do it 2 or 3 years earlier.
Pat, I think it's your realty friend that's going to come through for you.
Perfect.
Well, sometimes.
Oh.
How, what? How?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Which is cool.
I said, wow. You know, because, you know, I kind of gave her, like, a narrow arena because I want to be between my good friends and my sister.
Sure.
So I'm not like by myself. So
she gave a really a lot of tough criteria, but you know what? That's what they do for a living.
Yeah, they do. And there's a lot of creative ways that they can do something.
Yep. Yeah, they know people. She knows people. Yep.
She's a beautiful person too. She's just such a wonderful woman.
And she probably knows a lot of people. If she can't figure it out, that'll help her figure it out.
I really think she's well connected.
That's what she said. Yeah.
Bingo.
Yep. I really feel that she's going to come through for you.
So you got a good connection there.
So that is an angel for her.
Well, basically,
for you, Pat.
Yeah. And November 4th, it's close, but that's still time.
And I feel you're really going to like where you that this. The community or the area that you're going to be in.
Well, and plus she has people that are in the business. So they're not going to stick you in a crap hole.
No.
Right. So that's
no,
cool.
She doesn't want to. She already told me some of the places that I had looked at, and she said no.
Yeah.
Is she such a... So I appreciate that. It gives me a little bit of hope through my anxiety, so...
And you know what? You're a human being, and I would have the same anxiety, too. With less than a month left, I would be freaking out. So.
Are the new owners of your home at all flexible?
They actually said that, you know, if I need a little bit more time, you know, I would just rent from them how many days or whatever. I mean, it's just finding the place. I could probably empty this house out quick. But it's all, all anxiety right now, and I feel
Well, you're going to be surrounded by some very nice people when you move. There's like males around here that are very helpful as neighbors that will want to, you know, chip in and help you out with something, which is always nice to know.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is.
Yeah. So,
that's good.
Go ahead.
So basically, it looks good. It sounds like you really hook yourself up with good connections.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, you got the right people looking. You've got the landlord is a little flexible on prorating a little bit if it lasts long. It sounds like you set yourself up for it to be a success.
And I don't feel you'll have to go stay with your sister.
It sounds like you set yourself up to succeed.
Yeah, I did too.
Okay.
All right. Now.
Stand by real quick before we rock and roll. Your angel card reading is subject is gifts from God. We don't see this one a lot.
No.
Archangel Sandalphon, well, we know him well. It's a she.
I don't know. Maybe they're...
Sorry, Archangel. I got your genitals mixed up. Anyway, we angels bring you gifts from your creator. Open your arms to receive.
Well, I think your best gift is your lady friend there.
And she has the right people... in her life.
Yeah.
So you've already set yourself up to speed.
Yeah. And I already felt like, you know, this has been so hard that I've been guided to make decisions that I really didn't want to make. You know, my husband passed a few years ago and it's time to move on. I'm leaving everything. So.
But it sounds like that you are very wise, you surround yourself with the right people.
I think so too.
Yeah. I mean, some people are just naturally worried, especially when you're moving from a place you lived for forever.
Yeah.
You did everything right to make it work.
Yes, you did. And we send you our blessings. And
we do indeed.
And can't wait to hear from you that all is well.
I appreciate it. So much. Thank you for taking the call.
Definitely you can keep calling us back. We do several shows a week. So
yes, we do.
And we don't.
And I will let you know when I get that apartment.
Please do.
Definitely. Or whatever. Just call us back.
We want to follow your story. We get invested. you know, when I see the cards, I see your heart.
Yeah,
and I
especially,
feel invested.
And especially when she, we're looking at your stuff,
yeah.
And it sounds like you just did everything perfectly right.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
Well, I think I was guided.
And
well, that's, and I think maybe we all are. We don't know it.
Condolences on the passing of your husband.
Sure.
I wouldn't tell you he's got a hand in this.
Too. Yeah, well, she said she was guided.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Thank you.
She was guided.
Yep. Take care, Pat. All right. Bye-bye.
Yep, call us again very soon.
Okay. Yes, we will.
I will. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, real quick
it.
Before we, I'm sorry, folks, we cannot take any more callers, but we got I can't remember her name from South Africa. She's been here before. She said it's been a long time. It's
wow.
It looks like V-I-W-E. I don't know if that's V. And I think we had this conversation when she came here the other time. We're sorry, but international shout out to you.
She's still there? Wow.
Well, it was
2 after 2.
It was 9 minutes ago. I just can't say if she was able to hang
on. We're glad
to
have you with us. We know it's late for so many of you. We appreciate that. What?
Banning.
What does that mean?
That's the word from Gambia. All right. Anyway, yes. Deb is right. It is. And, it's been a long day. We got up early and we got our readings. Yes.
And thank you all for being here.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready?
We are ready. We are ready. And we apologize for anybody on hold. We extended the show almost
Madonna's
over 20
gonna
minutes.
Madonna's going to take us out.
And we got to, when you got to go, right?
Yes. This show is over, say goodbye. Take care.